We welcome back to the show. Dave Ziemer joins us from the Michigan Center Eagles. And he's brought along Carolyn Duff, who's president of the auxiliary. Dave?
That's correct. Yeah.
How are you doing?
I'm very good, Greg, and I really appreciate you bringing us back on the show again. Last time
Anytime.
Great. We really got a lot of response over the bingo, and we really appreciated the station helping us out there at the Eagles, because, you know, it's all about people helping people at the Eagles. And
how's bingo going?
Very good, yes. It's built up, and all of you who are out there who support us, we greatly appreciate that support and your continued support as well.
So now that's what, Thursdays?
Yes, Thursdays and Sundays.
And Sundays.
Correct. Yes. Yep. It's been a great time. A lot of great people coming out. And like I say, we really appreciate your help with that as well.
So what do we got going on today,
Dave? Well, I'll tell you what. This is a 13th year for the Michigan Center Eagles Chicken Barge. And for all of our chicken roadies out there, we appreciate your support as well. Hopefully this weekend we have a halfway decent weekend. However, we did order chickens this time, 400 of them, and they're swimming chickens. So if it rains, by golly, we got it covered, Greg.
Chickens can live in the rain.
They can do it.
Yeah.
And we're going to cook those chickens. More importantly, this time we're cooking those chickens for our veterans. And so we hope all of our veterans will come on out on Saturday. And with that, I'd like to turn that over to Carolyn Duff, because she's got some more information on what we're doing for the veterans on Saturday.
How are you doing, Carolyn?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Good.
Good.
So what's going on Saturday?
We're doing the chicken barge, and then the Chapter 109 Vietnam veterans are coming in to do a presentation of their stuff that they have. And they're going to be there about 9 o'clock, set up for a show at 11.
Mm-hmm.
So please come out and support the vets, and come out and buy a chicken dinner. It's $10. You get a half a chicken, side of macaroni, salad, baked beans. Great dinner. Come in, go into the club, sit down, eat your meal, have a drink, whatever. I took over the chicken stuff in 2017. We usually put on a dinner for the veterans in November. And the last 2 years, in 2018, we did the Jackson County Veterans Council. We did two monuments that commemorated the 100th anniversary of the end of World War One. And on those two monuments, they have the names of the veterans from Jackson County that was lost in that war.
Wow.
We funded most of that. We raised over $4,000.
Fantastic.
That was a great time, too, Carolyn. She had, there had to be 150 veterans out there supporting Carolyn and the Michigan Center Eagles. It was just a great time. And then to see her continued support for the vets, I mean, we got some hefty goals we have this year to help the veterans or continue to help the vets.
Then in 2019, we did the Jackson Vietnam Veterans Association Chapter 109. We funded their Agent Orange Monument. And it's beautiful. If you can go out there on their Facebook page and look for it, you'll see. And that touches my heart when we do stuff like that.
It should. Yeah.
Yeah.
Fantastic. So where do we go to get the chicken?
Well, chickens are available. They'll be starting about 11 o'clock. We're going to be out there at 4 a.m. in the morning. So those of you who are early risers,
you'll be able to smell it.
Yeah, you'll be able to smell it. Should get you out of bed if you live in downtown Michigan Center. But you'll be able to come over to 302 Fifth Street, Michigan Center, right there out front. We'll be out cooking chicken. And we're really excited to make some of the best chicken we've made. Again, I told you this is about 13 years we put this thing together. We used to take it out on the lake, and after numerous times the fire department came out thinking a boat was on fire, we decided maybe we should just put this thing on shore, and it really has taken off. It's iconic. People just stand in line and wait for that stuff. But again, more importantly, because this is for the veterans, it's funny how our Vietnam Chapter 109, they're kind of, it becomes a hangout for them. They come out and do fellowship with their brother veterans, and this is really an exciting time for us. It's going to be one of our larger events, one of the largest amounts of chicken we've ever done at one time. So appreciate any patience out there in case you're having some wait time.
So is there a carry out, like if you want to get half dozen dinners, you can
Absolutely. It's all carry out, Greg.
Okay.
It's all sold right out front. Some people eat it right in their vehicles or whatever.
Sure.
And so it's a full meal, and it's really a great time. And a lot of people come, have a good time, just hang out at the barge, talk, socialize. And, you know, once again, it goes back to our Eagles motto, people helping people. That's what we're doing out there. I'd like to go into, if I could, talk about one of the programs that we do for the veterans, and that's Those Who Serve program for the Eagles. And this is not just at Michigan Center.
Tell us about
this. This is for the organization. And the Those Who Serve program gives 1 year of free membership to these folks. It's retired law enforcement officers, firefighters, emergency medical technicians, correctional officers, active military, including National Guard and Reserves, volunteer firemen and women, and EMTs, and honorably discharged active and inactive veterans military. So we'd love to have all of you folks become members of the Eagles. Remember, all the money that's taken in from the Eagles is 100% given back either to our local communities or to our charity and memorial foundations that we have. So, and what Carolyn's doing out here is all of these dollars are going directly to the veterans. So we're looking to make a big chunk of money for our vets.
November 11th is going to be the Veterans Dinner for this year. It'll be at the club, at the Michigan Center Eagles Club. Veterans eat free. I'm not sure what the price is. The committee that I have has not gotten together yet and done all that.
It's probably a bargain, though.
Oh, yes. Yes. You get a meat, potato, salad, whatever. Again, we have to decide what we're going to do. But it's a good turnout. So please come out and help support our veterans.
So, Dave, you're always looking for members, right?
Always. Yeah, we're always looking to build the organization, whether it's at Michigan Center, Jackson 612, Brooklyn, Albion. We've got Eagles clubs, you know, over 120 clubs here in Michigan. And $500 million last year was given from the Eagles out to back to charity, 100%
wow.
back. So we're pretty proud of that. This year I moved into state trustee for the Eagles here in Michigan. Pretty proud to serve our Eagle members and continue to grow the organization and really it's just amazing what a small Eagles club can do for our communities. It's just amazing the dollars and the people that are helped, you know, needy families, especially during this pandemic. It's been amazing what people have done, Greg. I mean,
it's all people power, isn't it?
It really is. It is. And it just, I tell you, it touches my heart and it makes me very proud to be part of this organization. When you see checks that come in the mail that are directed to certain charities and families, it's just heartfelt, mm-hmm. especially in tough times. You know, I think most of this is behind us. I sure pray so.
Yeah,
and it's been a tough year for all of us.
So, Carolyn, how did you become president?
Well, I joined in 2016, and I always told my husband I was not going to be an officer. Well, I started being an officer, and I just kept moving up and moving up. And
they dragged you right in, didn't they?
I just fell right into the chair.
Cool.
Yeah.
It's amazing how some people that come into an organization, they don't realize how much fraternalism are inside of them. And once they start giving and helping people, it's amazing how they just give more and more and more. And before you know it, Carolyn and I were talking on the way over. I said, do you have any free time, Carolyn? And she goes, absolutely not. We're constantly volunteering and helping. Yep. And that's just rewarding in itself.
So Saturday out at on 5th Street,
yep.
what? About 11, you said?
Yep. 11 o'clock would be great. We
go
should,
all day?
Yep. It'll go till we're sold out.
Okay.
And then the fellowship continues back inside of the club where it is open to the public that day. So come on out. Check out the club. If you're in one of those who serve categories, please come on in. Check it out. Check out the Eagles. Check out the membership. And it truly is a rewarding organization. And Greg, we greatly appreciate your support as well on the radio here for the Eagles. It just continues to grow, and it's greatly appreciated.
That's what we're here for. Good
sure
luck
are.
Saturday.
Yeah, thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
We got some chicken to sell, so get out there. Michigan Center, the Eagles on 5th Street, Saturday, starting at about 11.